So where are the questions about Dhamma? No questions. You okay now, Dennis?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know, something's coming up. It's not easy to deal with.
That's good.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, practice brings up things.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us to look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that comes from the heart, you know. We slowly unlock the heart. And then, of course, if you unlock the heart, it's just like in a cellar or in your... We put all the things, you know, that have been locked up in the heart. You open the heart and it, of course, it comes up.
Okay.
And now you deal with it in a wise manner. Yeah. Until nothing comes out anymore. And then you have to wipe it and dust it and remove all the stains.
What is the wise manner? I mean, it's if it's really painful.
Yeah.
What is a wise
manner? I mean, try it. You know, I mean, sometimes... No, that's not wiping. Wiping is not that painful anymore. If it is really painful, you look at it. You know, if you think you can't look at it, then look at it the next day or the next time. Yeah. Until you understand what is going on, where it's coming from.
I don't know if my level of samadhi is...
It doesn't matter. There, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if it comes up, you can deal with it.
Okay.
Nothing will come up that you can't deal with it. I mean, that was my motto, you know. I was every day, you know, nearly drowning, yeah. But I could all manage it, yeah. It might be really tough, yeah. But when it comes up, you can manage it. And you have enough wisdom to do it. Of course, the better the samadhi is, the easier is it, yeah.
Because it drives you crazy. It can
And it will do it, and that's why you can't get into samadhi. Yes. So if you think you need samadhi, but this thing drives you crazy, then you're in a catch-22.
Yes. You keep telling us we need samadhi. So you keep telling us we need higher level of samadhi.
Yes, of course. To do real investigation of the body. Yeah. But these things, you don't need that high level of samadhi. Of course, it helps. Yeah. These are painful things, you know, I mean, that you dealt with in your daily life when you're a lay person, or didn't deal with it because you didn't want to. Yeah. But you can deal with it. Yeah. Reflect it, look at it, you know, if it is painful, you know, see the painfulness. Yeah. And if you can observe it arising and ceasing, then you might catch what came before that. I told the principal quite often how to deal with these things that come out of the heart. Yeah, people try to misunderstand when they say, of course, the higher our samadhi, I mean, the better is the investigation, but it's the investigation of the khandhas, yeah? Not these things that are in our heart, yeah? Bothering us. With these things we can deal anytime. They're painful. Very painful. As I said, you know, for 1.5 years, you know, I was nearly not being able to breathe anymore because all these painful things come out of the heart. The moment you unlock the heart, that's where it comes from. And then you might sit there and cry for a few hours, yeah. And that's also okay. Huh? And then you do it again until you see what is the reason behind it. Why is it so painful? There's the pain, you know, actually arising. Yeah. Not in the honey. That's why we take honey, to smooth the pain. Why is that pain coming up when I scold you? Huh? What is hurt? That's a question you should ask.
Why is there pain, did you say, or what?
Yeah, why is the pain coming, yeah, when I scold you, and what is hurt? You know, that's the next question. Yeah? Huh? You can be pretty much sure, 99%, it's just what our conceit, yeah? Our false views and our wrong views, yeah?
So what do you do? Just let it hurt?
Yeah.
Just let it sort of...
So then you can see what is behind that hurt. Okay. Just let it hurt. We can only overcome pain if we go through pain. That means it has to really hurt, yeah? For the heart to understand that this is something, you know, it shouldn't do. That it shouldn't grasp at things that hurt. Yeah. And that's what it does. Because the heart doesn't know that it hurts, that it's fire. Hmm? Because we put the hurt instantly away, you know, or smooth it out with something else. And that's why the heart does not understand. But once the heart, you know, goes through the hurt or goes through the pain, it knows, yeah? And once it knows, you know, what causes this pain and what causes the hurt, it lets go on its own, yeah?
It is us.
Of course, yes. But that doesn't help you. What kilesa?
Inside our heart.
Huh?
Inside our heart.
What?
In what kilesa?
Not where.
Depends on it.
Really? So? I mean, that's what you have to find out.
There are different types of...
Yeah, but you can't go that analytically. It doesn't solve the problem. You have to look and see what it is, where the pain is coming from. Mm.
Hmm? These kilesas are, they become an I. Like you get so deep that you say, this is I. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, and even though you know it's the kilesa, but it's so deep.
Yeah.
You initially say,
that's why, yeah, that's why you have to do it, you know, 100 times or 1,000 times, yeah? And each time it becomes less. Hmm? If it would be so easy, I mean, everybody who starts practicing in 5 years is finished.
Arahant,
everyone. Yeah.
It would be a popular place, maybe.
Huh?
Popular place with loads of people, if it was easy, right? Like a shopping center.
Yeah.
Everybody goes there.
Yeah.
Because it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it deflects our pain, yeah? It moves our chitta away from the pain. And that's why it's stored in the heart, yeah? And the more we do it, the more we run away from the pain. I mean, the more pain is stored in the heart, yeah?
And wisdom is already something accumulated ability, and also the investigation action, right? They're both panya.
Yeah.
The investigation and the knowledge, understanding about
it. The knowing about it.
Yeah.
The knowing about it, the looking at it, you know, that develops wisdom. Yeah. And the investigation, you know, for instance, the investigation in this case, okay, it hurts, yeah. First deal with the pain, yeah. And then look, you know, what came before that, yeah. And then see, you know, what the root is. That is the investigation, you know, of common problems that lead to wisdom. Because the next time, you know, something similar comes up, you already know it, yeah. Ah, because of my wrong view, or it's because of my conceit, or because I don't like other people to tell me what to do. Yeah? Huh? He looks away.
It's my karma.
Never said it's easy. I mean, it's painful. Yeah? I mean, especially, it's very painful in the beginning. The moment the heart opens up, it is very painful. And there's just no choice in going through this pain. But through this time, you become really skilled at that. Yeah? The first time, it is very difficult. Yeah? The second time, it's already a little bit easier. Yeah? And with time, when it is nearly at the end, then you just observe. Then you're getting into it. Now, what is coming next? Yeah? And then just watch out for it, yeah? And then it comes up, you know, and you instantly can remove it, yeah? Because you have accumulated the wisdom how to remove these things, yeah? But the first time, of course, it is the hardest. Yeah? Just like we say in German, das erste Mal immer so schwer. Otherwise, you know, you will keep it in your heart, you know, and it's constantly, yeah? Nagging, yeah? Inside the heart.
Makes sense.
Yes. The problem is it all makes sense for us.
Well, for now and then.
Yeah, I mean, people forget it, yeah. And because it is too hurtful, they don't like to do it. Just with the reflection, daily reflection. How is the daily reflection, Michelle? Huh? Huh? Do you see all the things that you do wrong? Not yet?
But sometimes I just reflect sometimes the wrong thing are not coming from me, but the way I face it, mm-hmm. is coming from me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not the thing in themselves, but the way I react to them or I deal with them.
But it's the same thing. We react or we deal with it wrongly, but it comes from inside. Huh? And we don't know yet why we react wrongly. And that is something that you have to find out. It's not... it appears to, you know, you see that you react wrongly. Yeah? And now you have to find out why do I react wrongly. What comes before this reaction? And what comes before that? And what comes before that? Until you get down to the root. Yeah. The key is, you know, to follow it up. Yeah. Whatever, you know, be it a painful feeling that comes up, be it a reaction that comes up in our reflection. Yeah. Where is the basis for this reaction? There must be a base. Yeah. And that is within us.
Most of the time what comes is analysis.
What?
What comes is more analysis.
Analysis. You shouldn't do analysis.
Yeah, but it's analysis of the situation. And it's not good. It's difficult.
You should let this hard work of analysis, let it do the heart. You just show the heart what happened. That is reflection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, during the reflection, but after when you're trying to find.
You just ask what came before. You don't want to figure out, yeah? You understand the difference between figure out, yeah? figuring out is analysis. Yeah, you just want to know what came before. Yeah, what kind of thought? What kind of memory? Yeah, what kind of feeling? And what came before this? Until you find the source of the problem.
But you're looking right where it's quite unpleasant, right?
Yeah, of course it is unpleasant. And that's why we don't want to look, that's why we want to have an analysis, and the analysis gives us always, you know, something else is a problem, not we. Never us, you know, when we do an analysis, oh, it is because of the weather, or it is because of my, you know, of my body, or it is because of this. No, it's not because of this.
Yes, if we look at it, analysis will not help to free us.
Huh?
Analysis will not help to free us, to make us free.
Free us.
Oh, no. But I never told you to do analysis.
Yeah, for that reason, when we reflect, we can see that it doesn't give us freedom. The freedom is not to be dependent anymore in those states.
The practice is always, please remember this, the practice is all about showing the heart what it does. That's it. The moment the heart knows it does something that hurts itself, he will never do it again. And that is the important thing. I mean, you can find, you know, you can dive into analysis, you know, and can convince your mind that this is not something, that it is something wrong to do. The heart still wants to do it. Because the heart doesn't understand this language. The heart has to see action and reaction. It has to see the result of its own action. And then it lets stop, you know, if it is so. Otherwise, we just need to study psychology, you know, and we are finished, yeah? But look at the psychologists, they are... Yeah? Most of them are sicker after studying it than before. Because they blame their parents, they blame their environment, they blame the school, they blame the teacher, you know, and... So then it's understood, yeah?
Yeah. But that will be a difficult way.
It is difficult, and I don't deny it. Yeah, I mean, I went through a very hard time. Yeah. I told you. Yeah.
Even sometimes in my life, if I remember that certain things, if they happen, they can sort of mess things up for me a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, then just look at them, you know. I mean, be careful. Just look a little bit, yeah. And next time look a little bit deeper, and then look a little bit deeper, and then look a little bit deeper, yeah. We don't have to do it, you know, at once. You know, it won't go away at once, yeah. We have to, it's just like pain, you know. I mean, the first time we sit 5 minutes, you know, with the pain before we get up, and the next time we sit 6 minutes, you know, 7 minutes, always increasing, yeah. The important thing is not to give up, yeah? To say, okay, now I give up, you know, but not to give up forever, yeah? Next time I sit a little bit longer, and next time I sit always also a little bit longer, yeah? You can't do things on the first go, yeah? Takes a lot of training. Always remember the simile of training a war elephant, the king's war elephant, yeah? They start slowly, you know, with slow peaks, you know, and then they get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, yeah? Because if you cut him too deep first, you know, I mean, he will run off, you know, or, yeah, fight back, yeah? And that's the same thing, yeah? Don't worry too much, I mean, you have enough time, yeah? Just do it, yeah? Same for you, yeah. Same for everybody. And that's what Alex didn't do. He didn't want to go into the pit. Yeah. That's why he closed off.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Even though he's been here for 4 years, I mean, I'm just trying to compare. But
It seems it's not too much from the past.
No.
But from in the present. Past, it's I'm quite from the past.
Yeah, I mean sometimes you know, but but the present moments you know relate to the past. Yeah. We set in the past certain patterns how to behave, how to react. Yeah, and we might not be able to remember why we actually set this pattern, but the more we investigate it, you know, the more it becomes clear. Yeah? And sometimes it doesn't. It's not really important, you know, to know why we set the pattern. You know, we just see what is the root of this pattern, and then we uproot it, and then the pattern, you know, falls away. Yeah? But it's tedious work, yeah. But the more you uproot, the freer you feel, yeah. And after you dealt with the 20th problem, I mean, you'll feel confident to deal with anything, yeah. Then you look more at it like a sport, yeah. Oh, how can I deal with that, yeah. That's interesting, yeah. But the first time it is so painful, yeah. If you need to cry, then cry. Yeah? There's no problem. Yeah?
I find very interesting when you look at Lompo Kao biography and also Upasika Kinanayon. So all of them, say after some time, they have great fun doing that.
Yeah.
Great fun.
And I had great fun. I also had great fun. Yeah. Because then, you know, the wisdom developed how to deal with these things, yeah? And then it becomes a play, yeah?
Video games.
Yeah. You become smart, you know? I mean, just, yeah, just playing with these games, you know, you become smarter and smarter, you know, and then you can deal with these situations very easily. And then you're actually at the watch out, where is the next problem coming from? Yeah? Until there's nothing, you know, nothing really arising anymore. And then... then you can, then you start with the body investigation where the deeper problems come. Yeah?
It's not the usual way that people think. It's the opposite kind of. You go into the you don't think about good things. You actually look for bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You try to
They determine your behavior. The bad things. Yeah. Also, the good things determine your behavior. Yeah? So, if you see that you're stingy, you know, I mean, sometimes you have just to do the opposite, you know, to get more generous. Yeah? But, for instance, a good thing also drives you. You know, when you're generous, you know, I mean, you like to give. Yeah. So automatically, you know, you see somebody. Oh, you have a nice watch? Okay, here, have it. I got rid of 2 watches, you know, in this way, you know, and then I don't have any more, any, because, I mean, I'm too lazy, yeah.
How can people be a little bit generous and a little bit stingy?
If it's not the true generosity, then it always is mixed. Yeah, one time you feel like you're giving, you know, and next time you feel no, I want to keep it for myself. Yeah. So that means, you know, generosity is not really yet developed that much. Yeah, there is some in it. Yeah, but it's not really overwhelming. It would be good, you know, if it is overwhelmed.